The June 11th Town Council meeting focused on the town's public engagement initiative, which Community Sustainability Manager John Richardson said surveyed Chapel Hill residents about what they want for the future of the 828 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard site.
And this is not meant to be scientifically significant. Instead, our goal has been to engage our community in a variety of places, particularly those close to the site, and to gather feedback and themes about what's most important to our community.
The initiative follows the town's adoption of the Brownfields Agreement. Signed in March, the document outlines potential development uses and the minimum remediation measures for each option. It also prohibits housing, care centers, and schools. In terms of potential uses, popular survey responses included recreation courts, a transit station, and parking to support those uses, and the neighboring Bowling Creek Trail. For remediation, Richardson said those surveyed expressed interest in capping the coal ash underground by other materials or taking removed coal ash to the least impacted landfill. At the meeting, many council members supported the idea for recreational uses and also for a municipal service center, as Richardson said having a mixed-use site is likely. Next steps for the project include developing concept sketches for the potential uses, as well as identifying costs for both the feasibility study and the remediation of the coal ash. But a repeated concern from the council centered on the project's lack of funding, as Richardson said there is no existing funds for the project's remediation. He explained how the latest cost estimates for it range between about $3 to $25 million, from cap and cover to full removal of the contaminants, respectively. When allocating funds to the feasibility study versus actually remediating the site, Mayor Pro Tem Amy Ryan said she thinks it will be important to make the best use of available dollars for the latter.
Money is going to be hard. I was really hoping that we'd be able to find federal cleanup dollars. We're going to need a funding plan and to get creative. I know that there are some sports groups, if we do decide to go the recreation route, there are some sports groups that have said that they'd be willing to help raise money for something like this. So I think there's going to be a lot of avenues that we can explore further.
And if the town does partial or full removal of the coal ash, Councilmember Paris Miller-Fushi stressed how it's important to understand how other communities will be affected. For one landfill the town identified to be the least impacted, she said she's alarmed by how the population of its surrounding community is 30% people of color and more than 10% are living below the poverty line.
I hope we continue to keep equity at the forefront of the work that we're doing, that we continue to keep science and safety. That is my commitment as we continue to think about how we can move forward with 828 MLK.
Many council members, including Mayor Jess Anderson, also responded to members of the public who critiqued the community engagement process during the meeting. Their comments centered on how the survey didn't ask specific enough questions about the site's environmental implications, as well as the initiative's lack of participants.
I have to be honest, it's really hard these days to get people to engage. It really is. And it's not a result of a lack of trying. I often am disappointed at the number of people who are willing to come hang out with us on a given Wednesday night or Monday night. I do think there's been a huge effort to engage people, and we can go to people and we can go to folks intentionally who are not as aware and start those conversations, which I think is really important, just even for people to know what's happening.
And Anderson emphasized the need to keep the process moving.
I think everybody in this room is very committed to making sure that this site is safe and that people in our community and other communities are safe. I do not think that there is any disagreement here about that. So I think we need to continue on. There's nothing that I've heard tonight that makes me worried that that is not going to happen.
To view the full town council meeting, visit Chapel Borough's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.